story one or end of war. I think I'll put things in story one. I think I can move them later. Story then, or whatever. Something like this. I'm now looking at military summary. And yes, Ukraine, they blew up a dam. Volgorod, or whatever it's called, just a little north of the Ukrainian northern border inside Russia. And yes, lots of water then, of course, come flying through there, that hole, and continue down south and into another area inside Ukraine where the Russians are fighting with the Ukrainians. So then, in our story, we can make a little thing of this, that you've got in the West somewhere. And I think if we want to stay to what I think actually is the reality and what other experts tell us, that may be in Germany, where they have a kind of command center with NATO generals controlling the Ukrainian situation. That's how they contribute to the so you've got Americans, you've got British, you've got French or Germans, or a mix of them all in that control center, military center, where they sit behind their screens, and this is a super sophisticated radar and everything, and just keeping total control, or overview of the whole situation. And then you got those in America and so on, and you sit there in this room with those politicians, or even above, or maybe some of the politicians of the U.S. or whatever, they are allowed to partake there in that situation room. So you have a bunch of people who you can see are not really combat experienced or anything like that. They are young and they went to the university, the military academies, and got their whatever stars and things, not on the battlefield or, you know, just fighting something in Afghanistan or Iraq, or basically completely superior to some simple enemy. And they think they're great and they give each other stars. So you see these kind of, some of them are even kids. And they're sitting playing there. But hey, would we do this thing? And yes, so they make the decisions. Let's blow up the dam there. Then they come water down there. And then we would disturb the Russians. And let's see how it works out. And then it happens. And they sit and watch. Hey, it actually happened. We are powerful here. We can just come up with something and send it further. And it will happen. Let's do this and let's try that, and we can show the whole thing there with, you know, parallel to the actual events in Kursk. And someone sits there and comes up with these brilliant ideas and why and how they're going to change things, and they really don't. But now they're just into it. It's addictive, you know. It's fun. It's like a computer game. They say, hey, this is cool, actually. And they are completely remote from the reality down there on the ground. So we can switch over to that, where ordinary guys, and I mean girls maybe too, are fighting and dying in the most hellish situation you can think of. And then some stupid water comes there, flooding down the street, and they go like, what is this? It's another, they blew up a dam up there. Ugh. But their problems are much, much bigger. And I mean, they are in high level survival mode. I mean, some water doesn't matter. And they're like talking, oh, these stupid people sitting over in Germany or whatever in some underground control center playing computer games here. We can really show it this way, and the as realistically as possible, the rough reality down on the ground there, and the unreality, I would say, the computer game-ish reality in some comfortable room there in Germany.